Today I'm joined by Greg Campbell, Director of Environment and Communities of Brentwood Council. So happy Friday, Greg. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Thank you, Michelle. Good morning.
First of all, there's updates with regards to King George's playing fields and the splash pad and outdoor adventure area.
So the splash pad and outdoor adventure play area at King George's is going to be open for Easter 2022. We had hoped to open it for a short period this summer for a pilot. The kind of challenges with some of the water suppliers meant that we've had to delay that this summer. And although we're disappointed, everyone is, because we're really so excited about it, I think we're looking forward to next year when that opens in Easter. But on a positive, the new investment in the junior play has opened this year, and that complements the toddler area that we have. And that's been a real positive, big response to Brentwood Council from parents, and especially those with children with physical or sensory challenges, because what we did, we tried to make a very much all-inclusive park over there and play area, because it was that thing that we make sure that everyone's got an opportunity to play and join. We know that these spaces, they're fantastic for children to connect in a positive way. And one local resident actually commented that her child with ASD and hyptonia loves the equipment and has actually said that of all the parks they visited over the summer, this was their favourite by far. And if you think that's what we've got this year, already open, loads of people going open over there. Next year we'll have the splash pad, the adventure play, a new pavilion, and that's not forgetting the space that we've got for picnics for families to enjoy, the open space, the crazy golf, and our own 18-hole golf course and skate park. So loads of things too. Could I just say one thing though? If you are over there and you've got rubbish, please use the bins. And if the bins are full, and I'm sorry if they are, if you could take the rubbish home with you and make sure that we preserve what we've got, which is a wonderful park.
Yeah, and also, if you've got ideas for the council or you've got any feedback, because obviously you like to get feedback, good and bad, as you said, you've had some good feedback, do get in contact with the council, because you might have ideas that the council might not have thought of. And as a community, you can get, you know, if there's something that you want in the area, always contact the council with your ideas, and also for the feedback. Safari Definitely. Trail has been absolutely brilliant. There's been so many pictures up online. Yeah. I don't know how you're going to top it next year, but it's not just the children, it's the adults as well that love it.
Everyone is getting involved. It's great for families. And when you just go around some of the sites in Shenfield, Brentwood, Ingate, and you see these huge animals, you just, you know, if you didn't know it was going on, suddenly you do, because you're kind of interested in why they're there. And you're right, some of the photos going on, some of the families getting involved, it's fantastic. It's really added something. And I'm not coming up with the idea. I will give that to the community services team who come up with these fantastic ideas. Absolutely brilliant. So, yeah, they've really got to go some to top it for next year. You're right, Michelle.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to top it, but there we go. Today at West Horndon, there's something going on at the playing fields, and also on the 27th of August at Hutton Recreation.
Yeah. Sadly, we're into our last two summer family fun days. Again, the community services team and colleagues from Brentwood Council are helping to provide these with everyone else and the volunteers. But yet today, West Horndon, it's going on right now, and the weather seems to be holding, which is great, so get on down there. And next week, the last one, Hutton Recreational Ground at Wash Road. And I believe this coincides with the opening of the new cafe at the community centre. So well done to the community centre staff at Hutton there. But that's down there. And if you go down there, you'll also see the development of the new play equipment, which is being installed, which we hope and believe will be ready by the end of September. So really good news there as well.
Now, we've got keeping the high street. Obviously, it's been a difficult time for businesses in the high street, and we're getting people back out there to shop locally. And we've got two markets that are popping up on September the 4th, which is a boutique pop-up market. And then you've actually got a vegan pop-up market on September the 5th.
Yeah, so we've got a real good couple of days coming up, thanks to the economic development team, Laurie and Nish, who've put these into place. The pop-up market happening on the 4th, which should be really vibrant for the high street, and get along and have a look at what's there. And that's followed up the very next day by the vegan market. So anyone that's interested, who's vegan or not, and just wants to see what's going on and see what they can sample and what's there, please come along. There's lots going on.
Now, you've got round five of the additional restriction grants. What's the day's date? It's the 20th. It goes applications up until the 22nd of August, but previous grant recipients don't have to reapply.
No, that's correct. And if you want to apply, get in touch, get onto the Brentwood website. All the details are on there. You'll be able to apply. I know it's a short period, but if you can get on there, if you've already applied, it should be fine. If not, get in contact with the Economic Development team through the business website on our website, Brentwood Council's website, and they'll be able to assist you.
Brentwood Borough Council and the Conservators of Shenfield Common, they're holding an open session, aren't they, on the 24th of August. What's this about?
Yeah, so there is we've got a management plan for the Shenfield Common, which is going to see a few changes to the woodland in there just to make sure that it keeps vibrant and keeps alive. And that's being led by, on the 24th of August, Alan Marsh, our arboriculturalist, who's going to be down there with some of the conservators from Shenfield Common. And he's going to be talking about the common generally, but also how important that is, but also some of the work that's also coming up to make sure that, you know, the pathways are kept clear and it keeps a main focus for people in the area who want to go and visit. So down there on the 24th of August from 10 a.m. and Alan will be down there welcoming visitors, giving a little tour and discussion and talk around the common. And if anyone's interested, please pop along. We're looking for volunteers as well to help the Shenfield Common in the future, you know, friends of Shenfield Common. So please come down, have a chat with Alan and any of the other team that may be down there to support it.
So there's a Fit for Business entrepreneurial program which is delivered by 24 Degrees and Blitz Me Fit. They've got a share of the Brentwood Community Fund offered by Brentwood Borough Council in partnership with Access. Now, this initiative program combines physical fitness, mindset and nutritional support with business planning, sales and marketing training. So the program's going to start on Wednesday the 8th of September, and if you know someone who'd like to apply for a free place, you can contact the team at hello@24fingers.co.uk. What a great name. hello@24fingers.co.uk, and they'll be happy to send you more details, and I'll make sure that I put all that up on the website. I got there finally with that.
Well done, Michelle.
Thank you.
Much better than I could do.
So what are you up to over this weekend? Have you got any plans?
I turn 50 tomorrow. I've got a small family just getting together, a few of us celebrate that milestone. So hopefully the weather will hold and just enjoy it. Hopefully, you know, get out on the Sunday with the family as well, probably even visit King George's because I know my two like that. And just stay local, which is great. So lots going on. The football season is going to start again soon for me anyway, so I'm looking forward to that. But just having a bit of a quiet one, but a nice 50th birthday.
Yeah, you say that, and then we'll see all the pictures from the safari trail over the weekend, different poses. Well, you have a great 50th birthday. Thanks for chatting, and we'll chat to another member of the council next week.
Yeah, I think it's Tracy Lilly, I believe, next week. She's fantastic, and she actually should have some great news on the Brentwood Centre gym. So, look forward to Tracy Lilly next week.
Lovely. You have a great weekend, and happy birthday.
Thank you.
Cheers. Bye. Cheers. Bye. Bye.